Just spent a couple minutes with Clay. You know, the first time we're in the club, there's obviously needs to be adjustments that'll occur during the week. So, and that'll be the case for him to participate tomorrow. But other than that, it was scheme review.
Mike, anything new today from Aaron or the doctors?
No, nothing that hasn't already been reported.
What are the challenges when you change quarterbacks?
Well, the challenge of changing quarterbacks, in my humble opinion, the most important position in a football game. It's important to, stay in tune with his skill set, but also utilize the other players. I mean, conceptually, we're not going to, reinvent the wheel here, but I'm fully confident in our time together in Seneca's participation to this point that we'll continue to run the majority of our offense. I thought Seneca was he had a good practice. Wednesday's an install day, so there's things you put in, and it's never really done right the first time on certain things. A lot of the things that were repeats, concepts that everybody's familiar with. I thought he did a good job.
Like, how much do you think playing at home will help him?
Playing at home helps everybody. I mean, there's no place like home. There's no place like Lambeau Field. I'm glad we're home this week.
Mike, what do you guys?
We're home every week.
What do you anticipate Aaron's role being both during the week and also on Sunday?
Well, Aaron's going about it just as if he was playing in the game. I mean, it's important for him to, personally to stay mentally sharp, and as soon as he can get his feet moving, keep his footwork and all that intact. But he's an excellent teammate. I mean, he's going right through it right next to Seneca, and he's involved. I've never really been through this in my time here, but he is extremely involved in the preparation of getting Seneca and Scott ready.
Now that Sherrod's back on the roster, is there a timetable with him? Do you have any kind of expectations as far as when you would feel comfortable with him back in the regular starting offensive line?
I mean, as far as Derek Sherrod, he's on 53 now. Now, really, I look at him just like the rest of the guys. He's competing to be part of the 46. So we normally keep 7 offensive linemen, and I look for him to compete to be one of those guys up.
Mike, you've been through this before. I think with the New England game, you had Matt Flynn come in, and you had a week to get him ready to play. What are kind of the challenges there? Are you basically just trying to fit him with the best the plays that fit him best, or are you doing a lot of altering to what you
Going back to that experience, it really hit me on Monday, the day after the game, knowing exactly what needed to be done. And it's an experience I think we can draw from. And that's really not to overthink it. It was important to go into that game and cut Matt loose and play the way we felt we needed to play to win the game. And that's no different. Philadelphia Eagles play a certain way. If you look at the, how their team is designed, particularly on offense with the up-tempo and, fast break mentality, big plays, and, the production from McCoy in the run game. Then the defense trying to match that tempo and aggressiveness with the amount of pressure. So you have to make sure your plan is intact to win the game. And Seneca will run that plan, and he'll do. I'm confident he'll do an excellent job at it.
Mike, is that the biggest difference from having to be thrust into the game when the guy gets hurt to having the preparations? Were you reluctant at all to cut him loose given the situation? Do you change? I guess is
what I'm saying. No, to be honest with you, we have a game plan. There are other young players that were on the field with Seneca, so this wasn't all about Seneca going out there with 10 veterans. I mean, let's not forget what's going on with our team. So, I mean, there's a whole other element when you right guards out of the game. So you got two guys that moved on the line there. James Jones, I was a little concerned with the number of reps that he was going to get. So, I mean, there was a menu of things that I was going to stay in. Now, was that menu perfect for Seneca Wallace? Maybe not. So, but it was to beat the Bears. And at the end of the day, you have to call clean plays that players can execute, which, in hindsight, I feel plays were there in that game to be made. But definitely, I mean, I think I'm stating the obvious. It's everybody will be much better off, not only just Seneca being comfortable going through the reps, but everybody else being comfortable with Seneca. He hasn't played, he hasn't played a game for us yet. You know, it was his first opportunity.
Mike, are you hoping Lang will be able to practice this week, or is it too early to tell?
TJ Lang, you know, TJ is confident, so we'll see. We'll see how he is. But as far as practice, I mean, I won't know anything till tomorrow.
What about Richardson and Worthy? Is there any chance they're going to be able to practice?
Well, if we were going to do something with those guys this week, we would have done it already. So that won't happen this week.
Mike, the tackling has really steadily improved since 2011. Can you think of any reason why it looked like they took a little step back against the Bears?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it happens. It's the game of football. Right? You know, mm-hmm. Give the Bears some credit, but we didn't tackle very well. We'll practice it again tomorrow. You know, a big part of tackling is the footwork and coming to balance and things like that. But we didn't have a very good day. I don't think there's something that we saw in the film that just said, hey, we didn't do that. But it's, you know, we got to get ourselves in position and tackle better.
Mike, even with a cast on his hand, how much of an impact can Clay make for your defense just with his presence, you know, knowing that they're going to have to game plan for him?
Well, I think you really answered the question. I mean, with Clay on the field, it's obviously he's going to create attention. It's, you know, history tells you that. I'm just curious to see him practice with it. I mean, he's in a good mindset. He has a good, pretty good feel of what he needs to do and how he needs to play with the club and from a technical standpoint, both in the run and the pass rush. So it'd be nice to get two days of practice under his belt, but he'll be ready to go.
Two more? Mike, if you don't mind me asking, I don't know what you know, Joe. Do you have a take on what's going on in Miami?
I really don't have an opinion on what's going on in Miami, but I trust Joe Philbin with my children. So that's the highest compliment I can give another man. So,
Mike, within the context
of your – I wasn't done answering the question, Wayne. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I thought you were done. Within the context of your offense, the basic concepts, how much do you adjust for a quarterback, be it Aaron Rodgers, Matt Flynn, Seneca Wallace, whoever it might be? How much of an adjustment is there, a leeway is there for that particular quarterback?
Well, experience plays into that. You know, obviously, not only the experience of an individual player, but the experience of the interaction of the quarterback with the perimeter, with the line, with the people that obviously the adjustment, involves. So, we won't be adjusting as much as we have, prior to that. But Seneca's very comfortable in certain things, and we'll utilize that comfort.
Mike, regarding the situation in Miami, though, teammates intimidating one another, allegedly, as a coach or as an organization, what can you do to make sure players are not crossing the line?
Well, to me, that's all part about continuing education. And unfortunately, I mean, it's something that's happened. It obviously looks poor in the public eye, but I just know here in Green Bay, we talk a lot about being, a good teammate and things like that. But there's things that happen in the locker room that usually stay in the locker room. It's no different than a coach's locker room or a coach's office. So this is a challenging profession. On a personal note, you never want to see anybody go through that, player or coach. And I'm sure they're doing everything they possibly can to make it right.
Can
I just
one more?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I was going to just ask you about Nick Perry. How did you think he did?
Well, being a walkthrough, I mean, I'm hoping Nick can go this week. So, tomorrow when we get into a normal practice environment, we'll know more.
Hey, Mike, when you see what happened with John Fox and then what happened with Gary Kubiak, what goes through your mind as a head coach? And are you taking good care of yourself, too?
Yes, I'm taking good care of myself. Thank you for caring. My heart goes out to John and Gary. I mean, you talk about two class acts. I mean, excellent football coaches, but this is bigger than football. And, I don't know their personal specific health situations, but Yeah, it's definitely it's a concern. The way this business operates, you know, it's a stressful job. It's part of the job.